Welcome to week 7, video 5, Conversations with Our Children. Everything that happens in your marriage has an impact on the kids that are in your home. And it's so important to recognize that it doesn't just affect the two of you as husband and wife. Because I will tell you, if you're fighting, your kids know about it. If your marriage is being strained, your kids know about it. They may not be able to verbalize it so much, but it might be like the child of a dad I spoke to last week who said that one of his young children was having screaming fits every night before going to bed. And the other one told his parent or told his teacher that mommy and daddy were fighting a lot. They may not be coming to you, but they're definitely aware when your marriage is not functioning from a place of health, when the two of you are experiencing challenges. And so it's so important before you go into a conversation with your kids that the two of you take time to answer these questions. And this doesn't have to be when your marriage is falling apart. It could just be when maybe you're having financial crisis. You know, maybe somebody's lost a job and you're having to reconfigure how the family finances are going to go. Or maybe someone's been sick and you have to present that to your children if things have gotten worse. So you use this template whenever you need to have those big conversations with your kids. Now, question number one, what guardrails do I need to establish with the children? This goes back a little bit to the last video where we were talking about the fact that, you know, your kids are not the primary relationship, and so they shouldn't be the first ones to hear all the news in the family. Now, I know sometimes that happens accidentally, but we're talking about when you're intentionally having conversations. So what guardrails do I need to establish? Question two, what do we wish them to know at this time? Again, what is it, one, that is age appropriate for them? Two, that truthfully conveys where the two of you are. And I will tell you, when your marriage is having struggles, it can be very tempting to badmouth your spouse to the kids or to complain about your spouse to the kids. The fact of the matter is, just like we've talked about throughout Rescue My Marriage today, people can't unknow the information that you give them. It only changes how they respond to that person. And your children especially want to love both of you. So keep your respect in their eyes by not speaking ill of your spouse or not complaining about your spouse. Again, that goes back to who are those people that you have in your life, those trusted advisors, those mentors that can speak truth to you and that can be a sounding board in a healthy way. Question three, with what I have discovered in this process, what do I need to ask my children to forgive me for? Now, the reason this comes up is because so often we parents are quick to make our children say, I'm sorry, but aren't so quick to go back to our children and say, I'm sorry, will you forgive me? We've wounded our children with our words. We've wounded their spirits with the things that we've done or haven't done. You know, the failure to show up when promised, the missed recitals, the I'm working late, I can't make it home. All of those things wound our children. And yet one of the most powerful phrases that you can use in repairing not only the relationship with your children, but also with your spouse is to honestly and humbly go before them and say, I did this. Will you forgive me? Now, as your children have gone through this process with you, and again, they're not sitting down and doing all the worksheets with you, but they are going through this process of healing. They're going through this process of seeing a shift in the family. You know, you need to have the conversation with them to say, you know, with all that's been going on, how has this impacted you? Ask them. It's just like you might not have wanted to hear it on some of the other videos where we're saying, you know, question for your spouse. Well, this is a question for your kids. How has what's been going on impacted you? Are you frustrated or sad and why? Listen to your children. Have this conversation where you ask them questions and you give them space to answer. You know, maybe it's sitting around the dining room table. Maybe it's out having an ice cream cone. Maybe it's taking a walk in the park. You know, what do your children wish for? Right? What do they wish would happen? Now, there's no magic marriage fairy dust. We've talked about that so many times on this video. But what they express to you might just be something that is possible. And so the two of you need to listen to what your children are wishing for. Question seven, he, she, or they are really struggling with what in this whole dynamic is difficult for them. Where are their struggles? Listen to what your kids are in pain over. Question number eight, in order to strengthen my relationship with my child or children, I have decided to. What are you going to do differently? You know, so much of Rescue My Marriage is focused on the two of you, and we bring in this section on the conversations that you need to have with your children, because as you're healing your marriage, that's going to have a ripple effect into your family, into your community, into all of your relationships. But as we said in your priorities, God, spouse, kids, this is that kids component. You know, what do you need to do differently? Does it mean that you put your phone on the counter and you don't look at it once you walk in the door? I actually met a gentleman I was doing an interview with a couple weeks ago, maybe a couple months now, and he said that when he walks in the door, his phone goes into a drawer and he doesn't check it until he's leaving the next day. He made that commitment to his daughter, who's now three, because she gets to have daddy one-on-one when he walks in the door. Maybe it's that you won't watch TV until after the kids go to bed. Maybe it's that you're going to have a standing date with your children. You know, once a month, you take each one of them out so they have that one-on-one time with you. I will tell you, I recognize as our children are getting older that the time that we have with them in our house is fleeting. So your ability to take the intentionality of conversations that you're learning for your marriage and bring that into your relationship with your kids will go so far in having your priorities in order and in having both the marriage and the family that you desire. I'll see you on the next video.